never gonna fall in love again, not after where I've been. No way, Jose, don't even think about it. I'm never gonna give my heart up, stop now before you start up. No way, Jose, forget about my love. Dog eyes. I finally took pity as I left for the door and said, dinner is fine, but just food and no more. 'Cause I'm never gonna fall in love again, not after where I've been. No way, Jose, don't even think about it. I'm never gonna give my heart up, stop now before you start up. No way, Jose, forget about my love. Over, we went to the show, talked until dawn at an all-night cafe. I promised myself just one more day. So I'm never gonna fall in love again, not after where I've been. No way, Jose, don't even think about it. I'm never gonna give my heart up, stop now before you start up. No way, Jose, forget about my love. Forget about my love. Forget about my love.
All right, you guys, we are a member-supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. That's an artist. Well, it was basically her radio debut here in South Orange County. The song was and the artist is Savannah Filia, who's actually sitting in studio with me. Right now, I'm smiling from ear to ear because I think I do, in fact, have the best job having artists come in almost every day. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Last time I saw you was just a couple weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at a really rad event that we were both so fortunate to be a part of. Now, what was that for the general public who's not familiar with what went on?
That was Sunset Sessions up in San Francisco.
Right. Great experience, right?
Awesome.
Awesome experience. Mm-hmm. You're rubbing elbows with record industry people and a lot of up-and-coming artists, and you actually had the opportunity to perform in a room full of industry people, which is great. I missed it, however.
Did you?
Well, I did. I had to leave early on Saturday, and your performance was early that Saturday, mm-hmm. I believe. Well, how did it go? And first of all, I'm sorry I missed it.
Don't be.
And was it well-received?
It was, actually.
That's great.
It was very, very fun, and unlike at the main stage when it was kind of hard to hear the bands playing, mm-hmm. this, at the panels, everyone was quiet, so it was awesome.
Right, and for someone like you who is in fact so super young, I think to expose yourself to that type of an environment will be a boon or a bane. No, a boon. That's a good thing, actually, because you're learning the industry. Not only, I mean, you go home and you're doing your singer-songwriter thing, but you're very interested in how it works around the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me ask you this. Savannah, you are originally from where?
San Diego.
And you are, can I ask how old of a girl are you?
I'm 17.
17 years old with an EP out right now available to the general public. And the EP is just self-titled, Savannah Filia.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? And we just played track one off of it. It was Uh-Uh. And that was written by yourself.
It was.
And you got some really rad musicians and some somebody helped produce this record, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you link up with to really bring this to fruition?
Well, I actually wrote Uh-Uh with a guy named Calman Hart, who's part of Berkeley Hart with Jeff Berkeley.
Oh,
who produced
the album. That's
what
it says right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Berkeley Hart. That's more or less like, what, a folk duo from Southern California?
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
That? Yeah, they're really great. And a couple other musicians on this stuff, but you wrote all this music, I guess, for track one was more or less a collaboration, but What type of stuff you have been listening to growing up?
Artist-wise?
Yes, artist-wise.
Well, growing up, it was Hilary Duff, Jonas Brothers. But nowadays, it's nowadays it's Brandi Carlile, Tyler Hilton. Those are my big influences. Matt Hires, definitely.
Yeah, Matt Hires. We just added, you know, his song Restless Heart or whatever.
I was just jamming to that in the car.
Oh, right on. We just played it earlier this afternoon.
Oh,
you actually
awesome.
Turned me on to that artist out at
the
Sunset Sessions event. You were like, yeah, you got to hear this guy.
Was it you who said I was the really only good. Super fan? Probably
Probably so, yeah. Again, Savannah Filia in studio on member-supported KX93.5. Just played a song which was, one might say it's borderline country. Is that what you might say your sound is? Generally speaking,
when I write songs, it's not generally country, but the ones that are produced have a country feel to them.
And your presence on the internet, because to be an independent artist, you have to have that presence. Where can people find your stuff? People could buy the EP, right, on the online?
They can.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
So it is?
It's savannahfilia.com.
Sure.
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. My EP's on Spotify and iTunes and Amazon.
Everywhere.
Wherever you
need
to buy it.
Yeah, like I said, for an independent artist, you got to be doing it like that, and you certainly are doing it right. But we commend you for not only having a full-time job, which is high school, but also grinding it out and playing some shows in San Diego at various venues. Do you have, like, what sort of venues might you play in down there?
My favorite is Lestat's West.
Right on. What's Lestat's all about?
It's a listening room in San Diego. People go there to listen. It's not the bar where people go to drink and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a great sound, great people.
Right.
It's awesome.
Have you branched out to any other cities, Los Angeles type of thing, quite yet?
I've played in San Luis Obispo.
Cool.
And in Los Angeles.
Right on. Well, here's the deal. We have you in studio. You brought your beautiful guitar.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to talk about aspirations for college. And aspirations of you in the future, being a songwriter and musician yourself. But we're just getting settled in here on Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. What did you want to play off this EP here? It's really up to you.
The next one should maybe be either You and I or Take Me Home.
Okay. You and I is 1, 2, 3. That is track 4. And also there's a song on here called Family. Which is a song that I'm familiar with because it was submitted to actually, what was that? It was a San Diego Songwriters Guild competition. Anyway, we'll speak more on that very, very soon. It is the very latest now from Savannah Filia. She's in studio. This is You and I on KX93.5.
Every word would mean better if it began with you.
headphones on, everybody. Your microphone is hot as well. That was something new from Savannah Filial. She's in studio right now. The song was called You and I. She does have an EP available to the general public right now. That was a really great song.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I asked you off the air, have you been able to play live and recreate the sound on the record, or is it just you playing solo generally these days?
Generally me playing solo.
Generally you playing solo.
I wish I had a band. So if anyone wants to join my band.
I tell you, you have a lot of musician friends. I mean, you linked up with some pretty good people to record this record. So, mm-hmm. You know, you never know. Maybe for a couple shows we could do a full-on, you know, 8-piece band, whatever.
That'd be the best thing.
I don't think there's room on the Lestat stage to have that many people, frankly. How tedious was recording this record for 17-year-old Savannah? And how did you link up with the producer in the first place?
I linked up with Jeff because we heard from everyone that he was the best producer in San Diego.
So you were actively, you had these songs written. It was mm-hmm. just you who wrote these songs on your acoustic guitar at home.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of guitar do you play, by the way?
Taylor,
naturally, a Southern California, San Diego company, right?
Yep.
So you've got these songs, you have written them, and you are actively pursuing a producer or a recording studio to bring this to fruition, right? And
yep.
Somehow you sought out this character. Wasn't it again?
Yeah.
Another thing, you said it's hard to distinguish genres when you are sitting and writing at home, right? Whatever do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, when I write songs, I just, whatever kind of guitar comes to me, and then I add words and melodies, and after I write it, I don't know what genre it falls under.
Right.
So that's pretty much
you think that's
I mean
a problem in music these days, is you have to distinguish yourself or pigeonhole yourself into a particular genre?
I do, because right. When people ask me, what genre are you, I say, a mix of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And if they don't like any of those genres, they're not going to want to listen to your songs.
Maybe. I don't know. Has any other radio stations picked up on your stuff, or maybe the Pandora thing or online?
Yes.
Internet radio or whatever?
Actually, KPRI has played my songs.
Oh, that's cool.
Times.
There's a little station down south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very cool. Oh, yeah. Probably on their local show, I imagine, mm-hmm. with Catherine Beeks.
Definitely.
Yeah, she's a champion for new
awesome.
Music. Just like us, we're a member-supported station right here in Laguna Beach. A bright, shiny new toy here in Southern California. Your membership counts since we're a nonprofit entity. If you want to be a member of this radio station, you get a t-shirt, you get all the perks of being a member. Go to kx935.com right now and you can sign up and help this little radio station. I don't mind asking people for money here. I think what we're doing is, borderline a good thing, taking FM back to the glory days. You guys were just admiring our studio.
Definitely.
It's nice, right?
It's glorious.
It is glorious. One would never know that we're just a low-power FM and broadcast only up and down the street here. Well, of course, online, you could listen anywhere. Is anybody else to say hi to out there who might be listening online?
My mom and the rest of my family and all my friends.
Right on.
And everyone else who's listening.
And is there a show to plug soon? Again, we're speaking here with an artist on the rise. She's got a bright future ahead of her. It's Savannah Filial. SavannahFilial.com is where you could find her stuff, and you could tweet at her. She'll tweet right back at you. Sorry, what was that?
My dad was reminding me to say, I am playing here, right below here at the Wine Gallery next Tuesday.
You are.
I am.
I just asked you and you agreed. Now, we started something called the Pearl Street Sessions two
mm-hmm.
weeks ago because we're on Pearl Street and South Coast Highway, and the Wine Gallery is right down the street or right downstairs from us. So you're going to perform for a bunch of Laguna Beach people, which is going to be totally cool. And thank you so much for agreeing to do
you.
That. Yeah, they're totally going to dig on your stuff. But who is just whispering in the background?
My father.
Someone who has been very, very helpful in fostering you
yes.
as a musician, right?
Definitely.
So what does your dad, Chuck, do for you on basically a daily basis for your music?
On a daily basis, Dad is finding...
He's all over the place.
Oh, he's all over the
he
place.
Is.
More than I can handle. I come home and he's given up on trying to text me and email me things because I forget to respond. And I come home and there will be things on my bed, like to-do lists and things to mail. And it's awesome. I don't know what I would do without him.
What kind of stuff are you mailing? Is there merch and CDs you're mailing out?
CDs mostly.
Right on. Well, Chuck, your microphone is on. We just wanted to say hi. Will you say something to the people here? And thanks so much for what you do to foster the talents here of Savannah.
Well, hi to everybody online. and in Laguna Beach. I really enjoy helping out Savannah and other artists in the San Diego area.
Right on. Well, you guys are doing such a good job of it. I love how you switch cameras because we are filming in studio right now. So let's play something off this EP, and then we'll do a mini sound check, if you don't mind, behind the scenes. And we'll play, I mean, you could perform whatever you want.
That'd be
and
awesome.
It's a little taste of what people are going to get at the Wine Gallery next Tuesday right here in Laguna Beach. So we played track one. We played track four. What else do you want to play? Maybe Take Me Home, track two?
Definitely.
All right.
And
this is,
can I make one note about that?
Absolutely.
It
like
has
a VH1 Storytellers type of moment. What story could you tell?
It's that song is based on a guy that I had a massive crush on and The Wizard of Oz. And that's all there is to know
that's
about
weird.
It.
That's weird. All right. You're weird. Savannah Filia in studio pretty soon. She's going to bust out the guitar and perform live for us at our Pearl Street Studios. Again, this is something new off her EP available to the general public right now. It's called Take Me Home.
I had a heart that I could
All right, Laguna's only FM, KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. Song was called Take Me Home by 17-year-old Savannah Filia in studio. You can call us with any requests or if you got a question for any one of our guests or me in the studio, 949 area code. We do have a Laguna Beach area code, local up and down the coastline here, 949-715-5936. Savannah, college aspirations. Is that something that you maybe should be thinking about these days? Now, do you actually want to go to school for music, you're thinking? Because at 17, I had no idea what I wanted to do at all.
I was just having this conversation with my dad. I probably will end up going... I'm going to go to college, but I don't know where. And I don't... I'm probably going to study business and do all my music on the side.
Okay.
So that it stays my fun escape and what I love to do rather than what I have to do for schoolwork.
I'm sure you could apply whatever you learn in business school to the business.
Definitely,
of
music. That's what
as
I'm
well,
planning to do.
Right, absolutely. So you did bring your guitar.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here in the studio behind the scenes debating what you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's really up to you. Again, Savannah Filia in studio on KX93.5. What do you want to rip into first?
maybe I will do Family.
Okay, the story behind this song, actually, this is the first song that I ever heard. It was submitted in a songwriters competition, which was I was actually a judge at, and this particular song didn't win a prize, but it won a honorable mention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing. So what's the story behind this song, Family?
This song was inspired by a little boy that I met when I was in Colombia last February, and basically he seemed like a totally happy kid, and everything was fine until he asked if he could play my guitar, and he started singing about his life, and it turned out he does not have a very happy life at all.
No kidding.
So yeah. That's what the song is about.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, Savannah Filia in studio on KX93.5.
Himself to school, sitting in the back of the schoolyard, he asked me how to play guitar, taught him a chord, and this is what I heard. He said, I want family, someone to care for me, I want a place to call my home, I want a loving mom, I don't even have a dad, I'm out here surviving on my own. He's the child whose smile can brighten your whole day. He's the one who has to work for his food rather than play. I sifted through his beautiful words, could hardly believe what I'd heard. The little boy in front of me has seen the worst ends of this world. He said, I want a family, someone to care for me, I want a place to call my home, I want a loving mom, I don't even have a dad, I'm out here surviving on my own. Does anybody see what is happening to me? I'm just a baby, can't you see? To call my home, I want a loving mom, I don't even have a dad, I'm out here surviving
on my own. I want a family, someone to care for me. I want a place to call my home. I want a loving mom, I don't even have a dad. I'm out here surviving on my own.
Very cool. The song's Family done brilliantly right in front of my eyeballs by Savannah Filial, who's in studio right now. And I'm clapping because I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. That was a beautiful song. Thanks so much for doing
it. Thank you.
Are you a self-taught or a person as far as playing that guitar?
Yes.
I did enjoy watching you finger pick that thing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I play classical guitar. Mm. I've been taught classical guitar, but otherwise self-taught.
So, just first and foremost, guitar for you. Are you a multi-instrumentalist, would you say?
Guitar and keyboard.
Guitar and keyboard. Mm-hmm. So when you go home and maybe feel like you want to write a song, you just pick up the guitar automatically. Do you feel more comfortable on that?
Mm-hmm. Or usually.
Is that right? Any guitar players that you might want to model your style off of? Or any artists out there that you dig on these days?
Brandi Carlile.
And who turns you on to that?
Another artist actually named Josiah Lemming turned me on to Brandi Carlile.
Yeah, because you turned me on to that Matt Hires character and all of that. So yeah, you got your finger on the pulse. Again, bright future ahead of you at Savannah Filial. You could tweet at her. She'll tweet right back at you or retweet you as well. It is at Savannah Filial, and we are rolling tape on this stuff. Really, that was one of the better in studio performances we've ever had at the radio station. We're going to have the podcast available online tomorrow. I'm going to post it on my SoundCloud because we like to generate content.
Okay.
And share it virally.
Awesome.
Like all over the internet, right? And again, we got the Wine Gallery event, Pearl Street Sessions, a week from today. You actually agreed to play that. So thanks again for that. I will be out of town.
Oh.
I know. It's unfortunate.
All right.
Fortunately for me, though, I'm going on a once-in-a-lifetime experience. My sister's been on a teaching fellowship in Israel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, for like 10 months. So she's been out there for like 5-6 months already, and I haven't made it out there at all. And my grandma's basically putting up a lot of money just for me to fly out to Israel.
That's
awesome.
And
I really can't wait for that. So I'm missing the performance at the Wine Gallery next Tuesday from you, but I guess for good reason, right?
Definitely. Yeah, and have a great time.
Thank you so much. Amazing, right? Yeah, I can't
think
that's
awesome.
We're going to like rent a car and tour the country, and she already knows all the cool spots to hit up and all the spiritual things as well. So it's going to be amazing. And you got to follow me on Instagram because I'm going to be live tweeting and Instagramming that thing as I go.
Okay.
So you're very agreeable this afternoon. Savannah Filial in studio, a member supported KX93.5. We're on a roll, so I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to ask you to play another song right in front of my eyeballs if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
All right, well, what song did you have in mind next?
What song do I have in mind?
And I do believe that your music is very appealing to, probably appealing to a lot of people, not just people who dig on country or folk.
Thank you.
Or singer-songwriter pop type of stuff, yeah. All-encompassing. What song next?
Okay, I could either do acoustic.
Cool.
Or I could do one called Sunrise.
Sunrise is not on this
it's
EP
not on the
that
EP.
I'm so is that a more or less a brand new song?
More or less, yes.
Okay, well, so I imagine you're already writing the new record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so is it tentatively scheduled to come out at a certain date, or where's the new record? Where's that in the process?
It's in my head.
Okay. Sure.
But
you just said it took quite some time to just make this one happen.
It did.
Yeah. Right on. Well, I want to hear both. So it's really up to you. It's up to you, Savannah.
Okay. I'll play Sunrise.
All right. Awesome. Brand new song by Savannah Filial in the studio. Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. Whenever you're ready. And is there a story behind this one as well?
This song is basically for anyone who just means the world to you and who you can't live without. It could be a family member, a best friend, anyone.
A person.
Uh-huh. A person. Or, I mean, it could be a dog or an animal if you
Okay.
Love them that dearly.
Okay, fair enough. That changes the whole perspective on stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to be listening to this song thinking about my golden retriever named Duke.
This is called Sunrise.
All right.
Someone to be who you are for me. Not everyone gets so lucky. God brought you to me. I can get through this life on my own. Have support in a wonderful home, but just like sugar to my tea, I'm always better when you're with me. Don't know what I did to find you. I am the tree, but you are my roots. I have everything I need to be alive. I am the world, but you are the sunrise. And in this night without you, you taught me that each day is new. You showed me how to be the best I can be. I'm so thankful that you did to find you. Batman without Robin, me without you. I have everything I need to be alive. I am the world, but you are the sunrise. And no matter how far apart, I have everything I need to be alive. I am the world, but you are the sunrise.
Very cool. That's a song that not a lot of people have heard yet. It was Sunrise by Savannah Filia on KX93.5. Another great song.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You being so super young, looking at colleges and not quite out of high school yet, where do you see yourself in 10 years as far as music?
That's a good question.
I ask the tough questions.
That's a really good question.
See, I have you here, so I got to ask these questions.
Just still pursuing music, I'd hope. I don't know where I'll be. Hopefully as successful as I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you do absolutely see yourself writing and recording and playing shows?
For the rest of my life.
That would be a blessing, my friend. what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you're performing at the Wine Gallery a week from today, just steps from the radio station, the Pearl Street Sessions, which is really rad. Before you go, we have to have you sign our wall, first of all.
Okay.
Because it's a tradition with all the artists who have come through the radio station. Maybe we'll get you and your manager a t-shirt as well. But anything else you wanted to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Savannah Filia quite yet?
Check it out.
I think we could do that. You're all over the internet. Again, we're going to post this online probably tomorrow when I get around to it. But we do have you here. Maybe a song on the way out. Like, the acoustic version of Uh-Uh.
Okay,
is sure. Is that cool?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, and then if there's anything you want to touch on before we let you go, you got to let me know if there's anything that pops in that head of yours.
Okay, I always think of what I want to say after the opportunity passes.
I know. Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, we do believe you got a bright future ahead of you, and we're definitely here for the artists. I mean, if there's anything you ever want to get the word out for or anything, you know, our studios are open for you.
Thank you.
What are you doing over there?
That.
Are you tweeting as
no,
we speak?
I'm trying to turn my phone off.
Oh, because... really? Yeah. People call me in the studio all the time, and I make a joke of it. I'm like, don't these people know that I'm actually doing a radio show right now? But I was tinkering with my phone as you were playing that last song. I actually got a really rad picture of you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Put it on the internet as we speak. I guess I'll float it your way a little bit later. Again, Savannah Phil, y'all in studio. The song is Uh-Uh.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the acoustic version. This is the KX93.5 version.
Definitely.
And then see her play this and many other songs live at the Wine Gallery at a week from today, right here in Laguna Beach. So whenever you're ready.
Minding my own business, drinking my coffee when he sat down and began sweet talking, flattered my looks and fed me a line. I held up my hand and said, you're wasting your time, 'cause I'm never gonna fall in love again, not after where I've been. No way, Jose, don't even think about it. I'm never gonna give my heart up, stop now before you start up. No way, Jose, forget about my love. The more I ignored him, the harder he tried. He was smooth and sweet and had puppy dog eyes. Finally took pity as I left for the door and said, dinner is fine, but just food and no more. 'Cause I'm never gonna fall in love again, not after where I've been. No way, Jose, don't even think about it. I'm never gonna give my heart up, stop now before you start up. No way, Jose, forget about my love. One too many heartaches, one too many hours I've cried. Love's a risk a fool takes, and I've been a fool one too many times. He showed up at 7 and brought me a rose. When dinner was over, we went to the show. Talked until dawn at an all-night cafe. Promised myself just one more date. 'Cause I'm never gonna fall in love again, not after where I've been. No way, Jose, don't even think about it. I'm never gonna give my heart up, stop now before you start up. No way, Jose, forget about my love. Forget about my love. Forget about my love.
Well, both versions of the song are great, but actually, I don't know. I like that version better. The totally stripped down version, yeah, of Uh-Uh is the song, right?
Yes.
Interesting song title.
Do you see how it's, thank you. Do you see how it's not really country?
Yeah.
When I wrote it, it wasn't country.
Yeah. And then you add the other elements to it, mm-hmm. what you were saying, the mandolin and the pedal steel and everything like that. Yeah. Interesting stuff. The EP is available right now to everybody. It's Savannah Phil, y'all. Thank you for everything that you guys do, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for all you do, and thank you for having us.
No problem. Come by anytime. Actually, you'll be here in a week from now at the Wine Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Savannah in studio. Can't wait for that. Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. I'm going to be quiet now, play some music.
KXRNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5.